Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. Live from the Herman Park Golf Course for the Lucille's 1913 Charity Golf Tournament. This is The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein. Oh.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. And what a day yesterday. Oh. We have a new Masters champion. Andy North thinks it's going to be worth $1 billion to Matsuyama. That's how golf because crazy of, Japan is.
Yeah, it has been for a long time.
Yeah. No, they love it. They've got their practice facilities are like 10 stories high.
It's like Top Golf times 10.
Yes. But it's without the drinks and all the you know, fooling around stuff.
No kids.
No.
Beat it, kids. This is we're out here trying to beat balls.
Now, except in Korea academies.
Well, yeah, except the kids are actually out there trying to grind.
Yeah.
Like my kids would be out there acting a fool.
Yeah, they'd be hitting each other with clubs.
Yeah, in a South Korean.
Oh no.
Like Top Golf, you're out there trying to hit. You're trying to get better.
Oh, you get a fresh one if you step out. If you hit one offline.
I don't know about all that. I don't know if you get a fresh one for hitting one offline.
Yes.
But I know you're not out there.
If you're 10 yards offline.
I want chicken tenders, said no one ever at the South Korean Top Golf.
No. What they said was, oh,
there's no food here.
Thank you for letting me hit another bucket of balls, sir. That's what they said.
What is there for food here? No, you know what there's for food here? Another bucket of balls, okay?
You'll
eat this.
You'll eat as soon as you put 10 balls inside of 2 feet, okay? At 180 yards out, then you'll eat. Otherwise, you don't get any food. So Matsuyama wins. It wasn't very fun. It was fun for if you had him over 72, right? Over
71 and a half.
Over 71.
So you can do you can do verses. You can do individual rounds. But Matsuyama was, it got tight. It got a little tight, obviously.
Until the very next hole.
Well, I expected him maybe to have a bad round and come back to the field because he hasn't had a good year. It didn't happen.
Well, he had to do was what he did.
No, he just had to just play it straight.
Here,
it felt like a U.S. Open approach to it in terms of he wasn't out there trying to make.
No.
He's just trying to even keel.
But here's the deal, though, is Rahm made the big move, but Rahm was so far out. Yeah, he was 11 back.
Minus six for this.
I'm watching with a buddy, and he's like, you know what? This is missing the Tigers, the Jacks, the Tom Watsons, the guys who will storm at the leader, if they're 4 or 5 back, and they'll hit the back nine on Sunday. Where is that guy? Tiger's not there anymore. Where is that guy that's going to throw?
Well, Spieth was supposed to do that.
A 32 at you on the back.
Spieth was seven headed in like that was.
But
he just came off a win like that was the guy that everyone was looking at. He's four off the pace. You think, all right, if Matsuyama doesn't, if he goes plus one for the day, Spieth can catch him.
Well, how about Schauffele? He plays well
too.
There.
Schauffele had one really bad hole.
You mean a triple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it took him out, though. One really bad hole took him out. Schauffele was in the mix, too.
Yeah. That one really bad hole on 16 on Sunday.
But look at Spieth just didn't survive cleanly through the first seven holes, which is his problem.
Well, Spieth's problem is that he hits so many balls, so many drives. Right. He hits it even when he won. I mean, he's been great for a month and a half, and he's always scrambling because he hits so many drives so far right. You could have gotten.
I don't want to get out of line here, but
how about Justin Rose putting
another? But if you take your
you're out
your
line.
Left,
you're already out
and
line.
You turn but if you turn your hand over a little bit to kind of close the club
face, you're going
to
tell Jordan why don't
no,
you?
No, I'm just saying if he closes his club face a little bit with just his left hand,
what is that called?
Changes his
what
grip.
Is that? What do you think? What do you think that's called?
Changing your grip.
Yeah, a stronger grip is what it's called.
Yeah, so
okay,
do that.
Can you even swing a golf
Boom,
club
I
right
just
now?
Fixed it. Hey. Yeah, watch this.
No, that's not. No,
no.
I
okay.
said, can you swing
we're
a golf
go
club
out here? We're going to go out here and we're going to swing.
I said swing. I didn't say putt.
I can take nice, easy swings, yeah.
Well, that's
I didn't bring clubs, John. I can't do that.
There are clubs, I'm sure, available for you. John will let you.
They don't just have clubs laying around
John
like one
will
of those.
Let you.
Like those birds.
Clubs.
Like those
clubs.
Birds that you just drop your scooters throw it down. Like,
sure.
Eh.
I'm assuming golf just has that type
clubs
of
around.
That deal too. But
technology where somebody picks it up with GPS at the end of the night.
John will let you swing a club just to prove your point.
Yeah. So we are at the Masters of Houston today. Mm-hmm. It's at Harmon Park. And we're going to be here.
Is that what it's
we're
called?
We're going to be here all day long for the big Lucille's golf tournament. And we're going to eat, or I don't. I mean, we're gonna watch everybody out here showing up pretty soon. And it's a beautiful – man, what a great weekend. What a tough weekend to sit inside and watch the Masters all weekend because it was just perfect out. So, and when you want to be out there playing, hey, golfers golf. So I applaud everybody that was out there playing this weekend. But and you didn't really miss much on because nobody made it. It was disgusting. I was disgusted with the fact. I love it when it comes down to the last two holes on Sunday. Hey, listen, he only won by one, but you knew he had it in hand as soon as Shoffley went in the water on 16. But the thing is, nobody made a run. Nobody made a run at him, and that was a little bit disappointing. You gotta love Will Zalatoris. Hey, Tyler, do we know Tyler's back in the studio? Do we know who won the Blitz's little event this weekend?
I'm not sure. I would have to go back and listen.
I don't think any of them had Matsuyama, and I do know that AJ, whose team I picked to win it.
AJ had Zalatoris.
Yeah, he had Zalatoris.
I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
Do you, Lance,
Aaron's
let
probably
me ask
listening,
you
so he can text in. Let
do
us
you
know.
Think it's somewhat disrespectful when he goes their little event? Like, he doesn't really know the name, I guess, but he always
if it's
throws
another show. He's like, "What's that little thing?
What's
that
little thing you guys are doing?
How's your little radio show?
What's the thing those fellas are doing?"
Isn't it slightly insulting if he was like?
But he doesn't even know he's doing it.
Like, he does know. He does, though.
No, it's his default. That's his subconscious. He just does that to everything.
No, he's outsmarting you. He knows what he's doing. Why do you think he does it? He knows.
It wasn't like a big event. It was just they just see golfers.
But why
they
do you say
little, that's all you do?
How's your little show going?
Gentleman's
when you
wager,
say,
yeah.
How's your little show
no,
going? What's
little,
that about?
That's really demeaning.
How's that?
That's something Jack Eastbury would have told Bill O'Brien
to
say
tell
to me.
You.
Yeah. I don't even know about your little show. You know what?
When's your little show on
Bill
again?
Bill pretended like he didn't know I did radio when we had a discussion, and he's been on the show. Like, and he's told people that he's mad at stuff that's going on the radio. Like, Lance is killing us. Yeah. Like, but then all
what
of a sudden,
do you do, Lance?
I don't even know. I don't mean to demean you, but no, that's exactly what you're trying to do. But what it would have been better if he said, look, I don't know, on that little show you do, it's not national. I know it's a local show. Like, that would have been the move is to demean the little, to call it that little show you do.
Because you're just going over the top when you just pretend like you don't know. Like, when AJ will fill in sometimes, he'll be like, what time is your little show on again? What?
Yeah.
You mean the show I've been doing for years at the same time every day?
I never said that to AJ.
Oh,
never.
Okay.
It was a little event that they had.
No, see.
And so that's
I can't believe you think he doesn't do that on purpose.
Yeah, you're right.
No. So anyway, we're live at Herman Park Golf Course for the Big Lucille's event, which is really, really nice what the Williams are doing.
Yeah, it Chris Williams is doing.
And his brother, too. They're both involved. So
that good.
Yeah,
good.
Yeah.
Chris is and his place, Lucille's, has a lot of great elevated southern food, soul food. It's got a big patio on the back with a band. It's really cool. Food's good. You should definitely check out Lucille's. But what he's doing for the city of Houston, to me, has been off the charts. And he's been doing this. I met Chris at a booze can event, Ryan LaShane's party.
Yeah.
He had a party every Sunday, second Sunday of every month. And it was just a big party. And a lot of chefs would show up there and art people and lowriders, just a bunch of different types of people. And it was a lot of fun before COVID. So I met him before COVID, and then I started reading about some of the stuff on social media about, hey, can you help out? Chris Williams is doing this. But it wasn't – and I'm just like, golly, how – at that time, it was – everyone was trying to help industry people.
Yeah.
And then it turned into, all of a sudden, this guy, when restaurants started opening back up, he's still doing this. And I'm thinking, how in the world is Chris Williams feeding homeless people?
Oh, man.
And still running a business.
Hundreds of thousands of them.
190,000 was the last check. And Yeah,
yeah,
it's great.
And speaking of the culture, these two didn't even know where Herman Park was. These two golf snobs.
Yeah.
They're both like lost. Oh, I'm in a Luby's.
Golf
oh,
snob.
You think I don't know where? Wait, you think I don't know where Herman Park is because I'm a golf snob?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
okay.
So where do you think
This is me. This is my people here. Mm-hmm. You know how many times I've played this golf course?
He said a Luby's because he got a bad. Bad direction.
Listen, all
it's
I know
South
is
McGregor.
I made a left instead of a right. That's all that happened.
And I'm about the people. This is what you know. What this is we. We're in the culture. This is where we play.
Stop, there's a couple things I'd ask you to stop doing. Could you stop using the culture for everything? This is not the culture.
Yes, it is.
I don't want to have to get into defining what the culture is for you. Maybe this is golf culture, but it's not the culture.
No, it's the culture.
The culture is much like the Ohio State.
Me and my
You're not in it.
I'm in it.
You're not
in the
culture.
They're probably going to have something named after me. I don't know. That's how deep I am. All right?
Here?
Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
Because you started off with, okay.
Oh.
You started the show off with that.
Good morning,
everybody. To allegedly honor someone.
Yes. My man, Hideki Matsuyama.
Culture.
Hey, I'm part of that community, okay?
You say so.
Yeah, yeah, yes, okay.
I haven't seen any proof. You happen to live near Asian people once, and now you're part of the culture.
That's me. That's exactly what that's
And apparently
what
I'm part of the Danish culture, because my neighbors are Danish.
And we live right over here, too, by Herman Park, and guess what? I'm part of the culture.
They're either Danish or from Norway. Right. But what I do know from them, my neighbors, are they will play their patio TV so loud, I can hear Herschel Walker talking about how the Democrats are ruining America. I was outside prepping a door to paint, and their TV was blaring, and it was like Herschel Walker was on, I might run for senator, and you know what the Democrats are doing? So, no, I was like, can you turn down your TV? Why is your TV so loud? I thought I'd hear the entire conversation.
Where's Herschel Walker running for senator?
In Georgia.
Georgia?
You know what they have? Because there's a black man currently the senator. Let's get another black man to run against them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well played, sir.
Yeah, but I didn't care much about that. I was like, your TV is so loud. Turn it down.
And Herschel's on the Republican side.
Oh, definitely. Oh
yeah, he's been, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He came out with, he came out and said, Herschel does things.
Is he
things.
Still
like,
doing 1,000 sit-ups a day?
Well, he was an MMA fighter not that long ago.
No, dude is still.
Have you seen him? Herschel looks like he's 35 still.
No
it's
kidding.
Ridiculous.
All right.
Dell cracks, but Herschel Walker doesn't crack. Dell's already starting to take on his age.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no question.
Do we want to go talk about profile pictures from 15 years ago and who looks like what now? Is that what we want to do around here?
Where do I have a profile picture?
Twitter?
Wow. Wow.
NFL.com?
This is ugly. Herman Park.
Oh, NFL.com. They've got a picture of me from like 2010. They pulled that off the internet and I remember taking a picture. They were going to change it and then the web editor left.
They need the new high tight Lance.
Yeah. Don't.
He's edged.
Yeah, edged
don't
up.
Don't say.
Tighten me up. At least edge me up.
I got
edged up. No, you keep saying the wrong thing.
Yeah, you are off.
Okay, all I'm saying is this. Well, you know what? I didn't do that. You know why? Because I got so much hair. I'm like, I'm showing everybody. I'm not going to cut it back like Lance does. I want to show everybody my hair because of Doc Linville. I played golf with him last week. Doc Linville is a great guy. You're going to love Doc Linville. But what you're going to love more is that he is giving you hair. How about the fact that he is going to move that hair from the side or back of your head to the top of your head, and you are going to love the process as opposed to the way it used to be. The neo-grafting is so much different, so much better. I say this 1,000 times. Fred was in the chair for 8 hours, and he worked that day. Just a couple hours later, he was working. I mean, that's how easy it is. Now, Doc said, I wouldn't do that if I was Fred, but okay. You know what? I didn't mind Friday, Monday, I'm back at work. All weekend, I was fine. Go back to work on Monday. You will love the process. And here's the deal, is it works. It works. So if you're looking for hair, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Herman Park Golf Course for the Lucille's 1913 Charity Golf Tournament. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Our Astros took it on the chin this weekend. When last we left you, they had won on Thursday, and were just they were 6-1 on the season, and then they lost the last two games. The hitting just shut down over the weekend. No, zero clutch hits. The pitching wasn't great. The hitting wasn't good. You know, so you know that usually results in a couple of losses. So it was a rough weekend for the team. Detroit in town tonight. AJ Hinch is back. Going to have to ask him. I wouldn't mind a chant. Put in coal. Put in coal. I wouldn't mind that tonight. AJ deserves a standing ovation, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
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 It wasn't his. I mean, I don't look at this as his fault necessarily. It's over anyway. What's done is done. As far as we know, it only took place in 17, the trash cans. There was some screwy stuff going on in 18, too. We know that the commissioner talked to the Red Sox and Astros. I mean, just basic baseball trying to gain advantage stuff.
Did you happen to see Buster Olney last week?
Yeah, I saw it. Trevor Bauer. Are you talking about the Trevor Bauer?
No.
Putting the cape
no,
on?
Oh, No. He asked A.J. Hinch whether or not there were buzzers, and A.J. Hinch said, it's all in the commissioner's report. He wouldn't. A.J. didn't say no. So
but it's not in the – yeah. But
it's in the commissioner's report.
The commissioner's report meaning – well, it's A.J. also saying, look, it's there.
Right.
Go read it.
Yeah. So, but he didn't say no.
But the commissioner's report says no.
But Buster Olney's point was, you read between the lines. His point was AJ didn't say no. He just said it's in the commissioner's report.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Okay. So now let's read what's on the lines. What does it say in the commissioner's report? No.
Yeah. Well.
But Trevor Bauer's being singled out, and this is a horrific thing. And how can we do this to Trevor? This inconsistency, I swear, Trevor Bauer is considered the little golden child of the media because he will go.
I don't know if it's golden child, but he will
go after certain things.
Yeah, but he's holier than thou, and he's the one. It's like a steroid guy going, oh, these steroids are terrible, and then testing positive. That's Rafael Palmeiro. Oh, I have never done steroids. Oh, wait, you tested positive. Sorry, Rafael. No. Holier than thou. Guess what happens? Guess what happens to you? And the same thing for you, Tyler Bauer. You guess what happened? The Astros. Well, wonder how they got that spin rate. Oh, well, I wonder how you got that spin rate. I wonder how you're doing it. Trevor Bauer is the Bryson DeChambeau of baseball. He uses all this technology. He admits. Did you ever see that E60 or whatever it was on him?
Mm-hmm.
How his coaches hated him because he and his dad.
They were doing the long. What is it called? It's drive
long toss,
drive line.
Or, yeah, or whatever.
They had the technology. Trevor's got the technology. He's been into this from. Like, Trevor's very smart.
Yeah.
He's been into the spin rate stuff for a long, long time.
And
but they were pain in the asses.
Yeah,
early on.
No. All of his. They said, oh yeah, all my managers hated me. Because I didn't listen to – I wouldn't do the workouts that they wanted. I did my own and everything else. And you know what?
The Josh Rosen
of
baseball.
You know who else hates you, Trevor Bauer? Everybody. That's who hates you.
A smarmy little squirt.
And he couldn't get along with Garrett Cole at UCLA because Garrett Cole was better than he was.
Yeah.
So
– no, he's got smarmy – like, he's a guy that – excuse me. He's a guy that's clearly not going to – I just think he's going to kind of rub people the wrong way everywhere he goes. And not even – It's in his DNA. He just can't help himself. He has to fight with people. He has to argue with people. He's going to say something smarmy on social media. He's the guy that if he didn't have social media, he'd probably be a little more likable, but he'd still find the reporters. Like, even without social media, if this is 2007, he'd go find the reporters. He'd be in the newspaper.
Oh, well, he would have been Mike Fiers if Mike Fiers hadn't done it. He would have definitely come – if he knew about the trash cans and whatnot, he would have come out with it. He had been a heroic whistleblower.
How would we know about – like Trevor Bauer, I'm trying to remember back – I mean, not that long ago, back before there was Twitter. You would have baseball writers would be writing articles. It would be Rosenthal. I'm trying to remember who some of the sport – because sporting news was still a big deal back then. Before social media, newspapers were a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, he would have found beat writers all the time.
It would have been a New York Times expose.
He would have found people. He didn't need Twitter. He would have found people to get off his comments.
He absolutely would have. Anyway, so Baseball was front and center along with the Masters this weekend. It just wasn't a very good weekend. No, it wasn't. It wasn't great at all. So tonight, and you know what? Odorizzi's coming back, which is totally, totally sweet. He is actually going to get a start here. Odorizzi is going to be pitching tomorrow night. It'd be nice if Odorizzi comes up with a big season. I mean, with Greinke pitching well, Odorizzi, McCullers, Urquidy, and then
Javier.
I mean, it looks like Javier is the one that's getting skipped here around.
Because you want to skip the guy who just had zero runs in his last start.
Yeah, right. Apparently, well, he is the most – he's the guy, though, that can go back and forth. And now with so many days off right now, you can throw Javier into the bullpen and he can be ready as opposed to these other guys that are pure starters. I don't think you'd do that to Lance after you just gave him $17 million. And I don't know about Urquidy being able to bounce back and forth. So Javier now, but I don't mind at all if Odorizzi comes in here, and with all the days off that you've got coming up, you've got, obviously you had yesterday off, you've got Thursday off, you've got Monday off, and then you've got, then you're probably going to have to get back to your five-man rotation. But as it is, I don't mind Javier going to the bullpen and when you need him for three innings, because let's face it, under Dusty, if a pitcher pitches more than 4 2/3, I mean, that's you're getting a bunch out of them. Dusty has a quick hook, and that bullpen is already tagged.
Is there any chance they're just going to have to send Urquidy down to the minors now after his rough start?
No, there is zero chance they're going to have to send Urquidy down to the minors, Lance.
It would be nice if he didn't lose to Oakland.
Oh, a Cy Young Award, a future Cy Young Award winner?
That's according to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I like my pitchers not to lose to the A's. That was sucked. We were giving the A's the Blues so bad. And I'm like, God, back to back? What? Your guy Joe Smith did it again. Terrible Joe Smith. Sleepy Joe Smith is what they call him.
No, listen. When Joe Smith is dead man walking as soon as I don't know, after when Fromber comes back.
You didn't pitch last year. You opted out last year when everyone else is grinding out, and now you come back. You know, at the time you felt like, okay, you know, it's understandable. People were concerned about health and everything. But as it went on and you saw the baseball was kept going and they would like – it's like – I always wonder, was Joe Smith going like, man, I would love to have that money this year?
Did he ever regret
Did
his wife
–
did Allie work in the bubble? Do you remember?
I don't know if she was helping out TNT or not.
I hope not, because unless Joe had – now, maybe Joe has some underlying condition we don't know about.
Well, we found
actually
out –
actually, he does.
He does?
Yeah, I believe.
Oh, he does?
I believe.
Well, then that's fine. But we found out that – we found out this morning that, you know, the quarantining with your husband is never a good thing. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so it's not good on a marriage.
Yeah, see, you didn't get it when your wife had it. My wife didn't get it when I had it.
Yeah, no.
We were at a birthday party on Saturday, and there was another couple. Like, I have no idea. We slept in the same bed.
Yeah.
This guy didn't get it when his wife had it. And I said, well, maybe you were asymptomatic. He goes, no, we checked blood, and there's no antibodies.
No,
he goes,
tested negative. She tested positive.
But this is a guy who he does, like, he's an electrician. He does CrossFit stuff. He can eat. He's one of those guys. He has Charlie. He has the Charlie tapeworm where he – I mean, he's in great shape, but he also has the ability. Yeah. He's a little bit smaller guy, but he can, like, he eats like a wolf.
Those people.
Nothing.
Yeah.
He's like, nothing.
She did work in the bubble.
Pardon me?
Allie LaForce did work in the bubble.
Yeah, she worked in the bubble. I think I remember. So, well, maybe he was.
So, turns out his mother was in the final stage.
Yeah, she had, like, brain cancer.
Huntington's disease.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's why.
Well, that's fine.
And he wanted to keep
seeing if he had the reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, here's the deal, though. When you come back after sitting all that time, it's going to be hard to get back into it. And he's facing that right now. He's not good.
Well, I mean, Joe Smith was good 2019. He really wasn't that good before that.
Yeah.
19, by the end of the year, I'm like, I trust Joe Smith. I didn't trust him the year before that. I thought Joe Smith stunk. And all of a sudden, 19, okay, well, he's having a good year. I mean, and by the end, in the playoffs, Joe Smith is who I trust. He's one of the guys I trusted. You know how the Astros bullpen gets by the playoffs?
Yeah.
The Astros bullpen is you've only got a couple guys you can trust.
Look at all the innings they're piling up already.
Well, and look at our guy from Taylor, you know, getting whacked at the 3-run homer. That wasn't good. We didn't see that at all last year.
Nope. Blake is a big, big, strong guy. All right, it's What's that, Tyler?
I'm going to tell you about how I got here. I got here in my Chevy Traverse, and you can pick that up at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. My wife drives a Traverse as well. She switched from another vehicle over to the Traverse because she loved the way it handles. And, you know, there are so many different Chevy vehicles right now that have great cashback offerings. And if you go to LanceZCars.com, you can shop through the entire inventory they have. You can take a look at what the different programs they have going on right now in the month of April. But just know that if it's a pickup truck, the Silverado is one of the finest on the market. If you're looking for an SUV, a Tahoe is outstanding. Tahoe is too, but Suburban is outstanding. It's one of the OGs of the SUVs. The Chevy Traverse is a crossover vehicle that feels like an SUV, only a little smaller and a better price, frankly, if you're looking for price point. And it's one of the reasons we switched over. Listen, make sure that you go to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. It's in Angleton. It's a little extra drive for you, but the thousands that you save, not just on the price point, but also with your trade-in value, the more money they give you, the customer service that they have, it's really worth it for you. And they make it simple. You can shop everything at LanceZCars.com. Start the car buying experience right there. Finish it off, and you're going to find that it is the best spot from customer service to satisfaction of the price point and, of course, the inventory they have as well. LanceZCars.com.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.
GK, hold up, talking about.
You're listening to a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Herman Park Golf Course for the Lucille's 1913 Charity Golf Tournament. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
You remember that Louisville-Clemson game? Footballism just tweeted out, imagine watching this classic of a game and deciding that Mitchell Trubisky should be the number one quarterback taken. It was Lamar Jackson against Deshaun.
I remember it. It was, if I remember correctly, Lamar got off to the red-hot start in Louisville, and then Deshaun made a big comeback in the second half. But I think Louisville still won.
Did Clemson win? No. Deshaun had a huge play at the end and won the game.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I remember it was a back-and-forth. Like, Lamar got the great start. Deshaun came on, and then Mitchell Trubisky.
Deshaun, 20 of 31, 306 yards, 5 TDs, but he also had 3 interceptions.
What happened, remember, is Louisville is going down for the game-winning score, and their receiver didn't show any urgency to get the first down. He just kind of like casually just got popped out of bounds instead of fighting for the first down. It was like a yard chart. I think it might have turned out the marker might have been the wrong place or something like that. I don't know if it was James Quick or something, but, yeah, they lost. That's the game where, you know, one of those squatty body Clemson linebackers, I think it was Ben Bulwer, he twisted Lamar's ankle.
Gave it a little extra.
Yeah. What?
No, good for him.
Not good for him.
You're winning a game. You're trying to win a game.
Yeah, it was 28-10 at half. Oh, wait. No,
Louisville
no, no.
Was up, right?
No, Louisville made the comeback.
Yeah,
Lamar
made the comeback. Right?
So Clemson was up 28-0, or 28-10 at half, and then Louisville made the big comeback. They had 26 in the second half, but then and actually, Deshaun was bad in the third quarter, I remember. And then he ended up scoring a couple touchdowns there.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. I did not see this. I was busy watching. Oh. I thought Jackie says, I thought they sent Javier down to keep him stretched out as a starter. Okay, that makes sense. I would much rather see him coming out of the bullpen, if you want to know the truth, with this bullpen, and give him innings. And we saw him do that last year in the postseason and be great. Oh, well. I'm not making those decisions. Jim Click is, and that's why we're 6-3 instead of 8-1. Okay.
You would have had Urquidy with this 5 ERA as your number one guy.
Yeah.
You guys are
if he would have made the opening day start, he'd be 2-0 right
like
now.
Like I said, what did Christian Javier do against the A's, and what did your guy Urquidy do?
Mm-hmm.
One guy did good, one guy did terrible.
Yeah. Well, Javier got to go. Beat it. Okay,
so no, let's get him out of there.
You're too good. Send him down to the minors. That's really
I thought it was
that's smart baseball right there. Yeah,
I thought it was always James Click. What? Now we're not doing that right now.
Now we're like James Click 63. 63 would be 81 if not. And it used to be James Click. What?
Now he's cost us 2 wins.
Now he's Cal. Cal Click.
Whoa.
That's very insulting.
Whoa. You want to take? Do you want to run that one back?
No,
you want to apologize? No.
You insulted him a lot.
Yeah. A little bit.
Cal Click is as bad. That's as bad a thing as you can say.
Well, yo, how about this? Yeah,
that
the guy,
means complete.
One of the
incompetence.
Guys who's pitching the best. Yeah, let's throw him down to the
minors.
That
means complete incompetence is
dumb.
What Cal Click means.
Dumb.
Don't put that on Cal. Cal Granato. What does that mean?
Yeah, if you got called Cal Granato out of the blue,
would you like it?
How would you feel?
Let's go. We're going.
All right. You want to fight?
We're going to blows.
Okay. So what did Deshaun Watson do in that great game? Tell me again.
306 yards.
So read that whole thing. Read that whole thing again.
20 of 31, 306 yards.
No, read that. Read the tweet.
Oh, the tweet.
Read the tweet.
Imagine
watching this classic of a game and picking Mitchell Trubisky. First overall.
Let me just see what Mitchell Trubisky was doing on that day. Oh, 31 of 38 for 405 yards.
See?
His third straight 400-yard day, by the way. A great Florida State team just a couple years removed from a national championship.
What year was that?
2016.
They weren't great.
He was 2 years removed from a national championship.
Is that the game where that kicker made
Why
that
is
field
John,
goal?
Tell him to quit messing with my
– you're
two.
Can you fix this?
You're loud. Gosh.
Can you fix this? Tell him to turn down his
No, leave that.
Ear.
It's mine.
You're good now?
I can't hear me now.
What are you? This is right here.
Don't let him touch this, Dell.
Here. How's this? That better?
No, now you're super loud.
That's
and
what
by the way,
sound like right
Mitchell
now.
Trubisky, 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Huh. By that stage of the season, by the way, people forget Mitchell Trubisky wasn't he didn't get drafted that early for no reason. At that stage, after 5 games, he had 15 touchdowns, 3 straight 400-yard games, 24 of 27, 35 of 46, 31 of 38, no interceptions. He had 41 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Like, let's not act like he almost threw for 5,000. He threw for 4,700 yards. Mitchell Trubisky had a monster season. It was just one. Like, his tape was good. He had a great season. Statistically, he 67%. Like, people act like Mitchell Trubisky was some scrub coming out. Let me tell you, he had good tape, and he had great numbers. The same way Dwayne Haskins had it. And guess what? Haskins is a scrub. And Mitchell Trubisky, it turns out, is a scrub.
Okay, so any news? There are some
Are you
ballers.
Now a truther? You a Trubisky truther now?
Yeah, he is.
That he's a scrub?
No.
No.
That he had
he had a great senior season.
He did the right thing.
Junior.
Well,
junior
by the way,
season.
The numbers.
They came correct.
Some you quoted were his total numbers as far as touchdowns to interceptions. He was 30 and 6 his senior, his final year.
What?
41 and 10 is his combined over his 3 seasons at North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
He was 30 and 6.
Yeah.
30 and 6 is pretty good.
Yeah, I'm not saying really it's good. Not. I'm just
No,
saying.
You're right. 4,700. Okay, yeah, because this is – I'm looking at the – yeah, it says 31 games played. Yeah, you're right. Okay. I'm looking at the bottom of the game log. But 30 and 6 is still really good. Like Mitchell – because I was thinking 4,700 is that's a tremendous amount for 13 games.
Yeah.
But that's an NFL number. No, but Trubisky had a really, really good
season.
That's
a very few guys get to 4,700 at number.
No, you can't in college.
No.
Like, that's impossible.
No, I'm talking about the pros. Very few guys get there.
Yeah.
All right, so any news over the weekend about fallers, risers, anything?
Yeah, so let me see. So Caleb Farley, you know, I think is going to fall out of the first round for the medicals. The medicals came back good on Jalen Phillips, but the Jalen Phillips pass rusher out of – he has the off-the-field, so there is a real concern. All right.
A microdiscectomy.
Yeah. That's what John Harris had, and John Harris told me it was an atrocious feeling after that for 2 straight months. He's
no,
like,
that's
dude.
For Caleb Farley, right?
That's
yeah,
Caleb,
it's
Farley.
Caleb Farley. That's Caleb Farley. And John, and there's another player. Let's see. There's a second player who is going to have that as well. I need to look up who the other, I think, is a wide receiver. John Harris had that surgery and said, man, it sucks. He said, I'd be shocked if Caleb Farley was back at 100% by camp. He said, it really takes a little time to get back from. This is Caleb Farley's second back issue, and he's had a torn ACL, and he didn't play this last year.
mean, other than that.
Other than that, he's good. And he's only played 2 years at this position at cornerback. Let's see. You have – I talked to – I was helping getting some slotting. I talked to a guy on an NFL team who's a kind of a high up, and he helps me slot where guys are going to go. He thinks the idea that was floated by Pete Schrager that maybe there's a chance that Davis Mills from Stanford could be the last pick of the first round.
Wow.
He said, I don't see it, but the reason that you're going to hear that and the reason that there could be, you know, people looking for that those late-round picks is you get the extra year. And he said, and I said, what about Trey Lance? He goes, here's the problem with Trey Lance. He said, he's got to sit for a year. So he said, but you have a five-year deal on him.
Yeah.
He said, a guy like Gregory Rousseau, who was a pass rusher from Miami, he did not have a good workout. On tape, frankly, he doesn't have a lot of juice.
He sat last year, too.
So he sat last year. He's got 1 year. He's got a lot of sacks. They didn't necessarily come at defensive end.
No, but he tested out. Okay, good.
His workout wasn't good, though. He
ran a 4.68.
No, his workout in the field, it was not good. They say it was bad. But he had a bad workout. His workout is testing numbers
higher,
were very average.
Jalen Phillips.
Jalen Phillips, but Jalen's – let me get to both of those guys because it's interesting. Jalen Phillips has more juice.
By the
he has
way,
everything.
Jalen Phillips is
– he's actually played more. Like, you know what Jalen Phillips – you know who he is. Gregory Rousseau played 1 year, and, like, a bunch of his sacks came when he was at nose. They moved him inside, and he didn't rush off the edge. You don't see him beat tackles around the edge. Well, that's why you have to rush the passer in the pros. But you know, he's got a lot of – he's got upside – you think, but he didn't blow it off the doors testing wise like some of the other guys. But the problem was the NFL team, everyone's talking about him being a second or third round. And the point made to me was no, guys like this have a better chance of ending up late first because you want that extra year with the guy that you know needs more time. That fifth year is a major deal to NFL teams.
Yeah.
Knowing that you get an extra year for guys who need development, he said you would rather draft a guy in the first round
but
than in
the
second round.
But he's not the athletic freak you thought he was.
No, he's not. Yeah. He didn't test like an athletic freak. Now, Jalen Phillips did at the same pro day workout. Jalen Phillips tested great. Their numbers, when you compare their two numbers, Jalen Phillips much better than Gregory Rousseau. Better tape, just more of it. But the problem with him is, and this was brought up. He quit football at one point when he left UCLA. He had an injury. Now, Jalen Phillips will spin it as, I just need to get healthy. In football community, the homework that's been done is that he didn't really love football. And he actually admitted in an article I read that he kind of lost his love for the game, but he got it back, he said. So what I was told was, you know, it's really scary because you get a guy who the 1 year he knows he has to play to have a pro career, he balls out and plays pretty well, but it's still the same guy who quit, went and tried to be a rapper at one point. And, you know, and fans get so upset with you. Oh, you got – but there's another guy from Miami who had the same – although I would say Jalen Phillips is a much better football player than Chad Thomas. But Chad Thomas, and Dell remembers this, he was actually an accomplished music producer. He had worked, I think, with Rick Ross before he even got to before he even got to the NFL. And there was a very real concern that, you know – you can't play football forever. You can be a long-time music producer. And the thought was that Chad Thomas may not be all the way in from a football standpoint. And he was a guy you had to project because he didn't always play to his traits. And it turns out Chad Thomas right now, if I remember correctly, is in music doing as a producer, and he's not playing football anymore. So, you know, the same thing is Seth brought up about Kadarius Toney. Who also has some rap stuff, but not as much as with Jalen Phillips. Jalen, there's some concern about super talented, but a little bit riskier. I'll just say that. And he's got an injury background, too.
All right. Didn't he get hit by a car at some point in his career?
Yeah, he was on a scooter, and he broke his wrist.
Concussions early in his career, too?
He had a concussion at the same time, I think, from the scooter. I think he's had two concussions, one in a game and one from the scooter accident. I'd like to see John get in a scooter accident and just see how he would bounce back. I've been in basically what amounts to scooter incidents.
No, you tripped over a curb.
No, I fell off a ladder.
You didn't get hit by a car.
Good Lord.
I fell off a ladder.
You fell off a ladder.
10 feet.
Because you can't climb a ladder.
No,
because
the ladder was on.
Oh,
I shouldn't have put it on top of a bush.
He was offered help and said no.
Yeah, no, he said no.
My
decision-making to hold it.
My decision-making was considered a weakness.
All right, Deshaun Zuerlein.
I know.
Good decisions.
I turned it over. Well, no, I don't like that name.
Okay.
Deshaun.
So at 7:44, we're live at Herman Park. When we come back, we've got to talk about this Mac Jones thing that's going on right now and find out. Because whether or not San Francisco is even going to take him right now.
Yeah, now the smoke screens are coming.
Yeah.
Or are they? I don't know.
Now
all of a sudden they're going to all these second pro days.
We'll
tell you about that. San Francisco's making people have second pro days now. Like, hey, throw again. We weren't there. Like, you should have been here the first time.
Nope.
But you don't tell a team that who has a third pick. That's more money. I want to tell you about, speaking of more money, how about you basically, I did this just the other day, I texted TGS Insurance, and I'd been with TGS Insurance already, so my time was coming up on this other one, so I texted them again, money, to 232323, the word money. They went through the whole process again, asked me a question about my roof, two questions. They ended up getting back with me. They shopped a bunch of places. They said, here's the best rate we have. And it's similar to the rate that I'm going to keep from the company they found for me previously. But that's the great thing is I get to shop for that rate every single year. And if you've never shopped your rates on homeowners insurance, I guarantee you that on the minimum they're going to save you $300 to $400. In many cases, it's into the thousands. So it's really up to you to just text the word money to 232323. There's no strings attached. It couldn't be easier to get a quote for your home, and they make it so that you have the best chance to find out if you're going to save money very, very quickly on the same day, and you can even switch over to a new company on the same day, and they do all the work for you. Text the word money to 232323, and for more information about the company that's getting you A-rated insurance for discounted prices, go to tgsinsurance.com.
97.5. This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from the Herman Park Golf Course for the Lucille's 1913 Charity Golf Tournament. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zuerlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, live at Herman Park for the Lucille's. Is this an inaugural? This is the first one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's inaugural golf tournament.
Yep,
this Chris
is it.
Williams and his brother making money for there are a couple of different benefactors of the tournament. We'll get those for you. Hopefully Chris will stop by. I know the Prime team, the guys from Prime Social. I was there last night. They had a big $100,000 guarantee, and I was doing the final broadcast and the final table online on streaming last night with Justin Hammer, who runs the tournaments over there for Brent. So they've got a team out here today, and so we'll be seeing the guys from Prime Social. And a whole bunch of other people that are out here helping raise money on a beautiful day. They got the carts all lined up. The gentlemen, start your engines and let's go. Doesn't it look like gentlemen, start your engines out there with all the carts? That's a beautiful sight, Del.
Is it?
You don't even know what that's about. You don't even have any idea.
You mean golf carts lined up in a
row? Yeah, golf carts lined up, ready
about
to go.
So is someone going to wave a I don't know. What do they wave? A golf club
checkered
to get
flag
everyone started? A checker? No, the checkered flag doesn't start the race, does it?
Oh, whatever. The green flag. The green flag. You know what? The green master's flag. You start waving it and everybody takes
maybe
off.
Maybe it should be the Japanese flag.
It's going to get a little warmer today, boys. Well, it's going to be about 89 degrees.
Nice.
It's your kind of weather.
That's perfect.
Once it gets to 97, now you're in.
I'll be out there hitting balls for a couple hours, me and Vijay Singh. So Mac Jones. So what's the – there's some smoke up there. If I'm them, we effed up. Let's go get
smoke
Justin.
About what?
Let's go get Justin Fields.
What?
Is it? Do you think they take Justin Fields with the third pick?
No.
Are they going to take Mac Jones?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, what smoke are you hearing?
Well, no, I mean
– just that they're going to these
pro days? Suppose they say –
so Justin Fields had a second pro day.
And they went.
And they went. And then because it was on the same day as Mac Jones, and they went to Alabama for Mac Jones' throwing day.
Right.
Well, Justin Fields at the time didn't have a second day. They may have sent somebody, but Kyle Shanahan, that's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan was at Mac Jones's, not Justin Fields.
So
that should tell
Belichick
you something.
And, yeah.
So then Justin Fields, yeah, but Belichick is real tight with Saban. He's going to go see the, he's going to go see those guys, the Alabama guys, and get the information from Nick. As far as then Justin Fields had a second throw. I thought Mac Jones was extremely underwhelming in what I saw from a throwing standpoint. That's not who he is. He's never going to outthrow Justin Fields or Trey Lance or anybody in this draft, not even Kyle Trask. He won't out. He's not going to outthrow Kellen Mond. Mac Jones, the Mac Jones thing is stupid to me, but whatever. But Mac Jones is a much lesser version of Daniel Jones. If you really, he's not as athletic, and he doesn't have as much arm talent as Daniel Jones. Right. But other than that, you know, other than that, other than him being not super mobile, a lack of – and I had it confirmed, too. We were talking about Mac Jones. I said, do you think – the guy I was talking to, he still thinks there's a chance that the Jets could pull off a trade, which I don't see. But one, two – so we're talking about the quarterbacks. I said, how do you see it going? And he said, I see it Wilson to Mac Jones. I said, do you think it's Mac Jones? You really? He goes, yeah, I think there's too much there. And I said, what do you think about him? And this is what he said. This is the same thing I've been saying. He goes, the physical stuff, you can see some things that are similar to Joe Burrow, body type and all that. You know, it's unimpressive. He said, but Joe's a killer. Like, Joe will go get you. If you need that yard, because I brought up to him, I said, Mac Jones will pull up short in a slide, and it'll be third and three, third and five. He'll run, and he'll slide 2 yards before the, you know, he's going to pull up and slide before the flag. He's not about it. Joe Burrow was going to do whatever it took to get that. That just tells you their mindsets. Like, that's the difference mm-hmm. to me between Joe Burrow, who does whatever it takes and has that demeanor, and Mac Jones doesn't. So mm-hmm. my guess is Kyle Shanahan may start to second-guess himself after some of the throws he sees from Lance and he sees from – although I think they were at Trey Lance's pro day. And so no, they weren't, because Trey Lance had to have a second pro day as well. And I didn't see any throws from it. But so Lance – and Fields both had second pro days. Now, I will say this. I don't know what it benefits. People talk about smokescreen this or smokescreen that, or is Mac Jones a smokescreen? What's the value of a smokescreen? You've traded your picks. You're not getting them back now.
Yeah.
No one's going to give you the same value for it. So I don't understand what the smokes – like, what's the purpose of smokescreening?
Well, I don't think smokescreen. I think it's just rumors, man. They didn't like Mac Jones all that much, and
man, you trade that much, and you're that quickly, you're off a guy.
Wait a minute, they traded it before they went to that second pro.
You
day.
Had to have liked more than one quarterback. You couldn't yeah. have traded up just with Mac Jones, seeing the
well,
pro
then,
day and gone.
Well, then it could be Justin Fields, is what you're saying.
It could be, but. Now, Justin Fields is more ready right now. Trey Lance is the guy who is...
Well, but here's the deal. You still got Garoppolo, so why can't you take Trey Lance if you like
well,
him a lot?
That's why I think he should be the pick.
Yeah.
To me, it's a no-brainer. Trey Lance fits that offense. He runs some of that offense.
Yeah.
In North Dakota State, to me, Trey Lance is the guy you play behind Jimmy Garoppolo. I thought for sure it was Trey Lance when I heard the trade go down. I definitely didn't think Mac Jones. Justin Fields, and I also was told that the Patriots, I said, do you think the Patriots will move up? He goes, absolutely. They got enough draft capital, and they probably are never going to be. They don't think, based on their free agent moves, they don't see themselves in this position again. So now is the time, and he thinks they would target Justin Fields because the Patriots will think Justin Fields can compete with Cam Newton right now for this spot.
Why'd you
right
give
now.
Cam 14 then?
Because if you don't get a quarterback, you have to have a quarterback.
Do you? Do you
yeah.
have one?
Well, you're going to have a rookie. It doesn't matter. How much does the quarterback position cost you? That's how you look at it.
Yeah. Is there a chance that that Najee Harris is taken before Travis Etienne?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. Every betting site has Najee Harris first.
Really?
And no teams have him first. That's why I think they're off. And because you can get that extra year, that fifth year. So all the different running back coaches, I've only talked to three. All three of them have Travis Etienne first. And they all say the same thing. Etienne, Najee Harris, Javonte Williams, they're all close. And everybody after them is a big dump in the pants, basically, compared to those three clearly
Carter?
Better. Yeah, they're clearly better than Carter.
Well, I like Carter.
I like Carter, too. Yeah. And coaches like Carter. Yeah. But they like him more as like a third-round pick. They
yeah.
think you got
perfect
three running backs who are top 40 worthy, and then you go into the third round.
Perfect for the Texans to take Carter there.
Yeah, but do you really want to a guy who's not even a three down, necessarily a full time three down running back.
Yeah.
Like he was actually, that's what Duke Johnson was coming out of Miami, was more of a Michael Carter, a second back who had plenty, who had a decent amount of carries, who could catch the ball out of the backfield. I want a corner. I want another position. You can find running backs.
Corner?
Yeah, I want.
In the third round?
How you gonna?
What's wrong with that?
How you going to get a guy because to replace Vernon Hargraves?
Yeah.
I thought you hate Vernon Hargraves is literally
that's
your
first
nemesis.
Rounder. Put some respect on him.
You think you're going to draft the third rounder who's going to be better than him and John Reed?
Yeah, I think pretty sure.
Yeah. Sure?
I'm pretty
and
sure.
Phillip Gaines?
Huh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I would like a third rounder. Put me in the third rounder to be a defensive back category.
The Texans just re-signed Roger
and
Johnson.
And they signed
so.
Desmond King. What?
Or pass rusher.
So yeah.
Oh, I like Desmond King.
They got so much depth.
He's a one-year. All their best free agents they've signed are all one-year guys.
That's what they're going to do.
They're going to fall apart again
I
just
feel
like that.
Like, right. I feel like they've already thrown enough at the position. Maybe draft another swing.
Let's talk.
We'll do this on the other side.
So there was a firing in the city of Houston
big fire.
In the media, and we want to get and it kind of went under the radar.
Yeah.
It dropped Saturday morning, right?
Friday night.
Right now I'm talking about Chastain Ford and what's dropping over. I mean, you want to talk about a wonderful time right now. It is a great time to get your Ford car or truck from Chastain Ford. My peeps are awesome. Listen, you're going to get the best deal on your Ford car or truck at Chastain Ford, and they've got the selection. They have got the F-150s in stock where a lot of people don't. They have got they're going to give you the best deal on that Ford F-150. If you're in any kind of business and you need it customized, these guys know everything to do. It doesn't matter what your line of work is. They've seen it. They're the number one commercial Ford dealer in the city of Houston. When you do that, you know. And Patrick told me, he said, we've had customers before. Guys go, I want this and this on the truck. And he's like, no, you don't. I mean, we've dealt with your line of work, your line of business before, and this is what you really, really need. And it turns out, Patrick was absolutely right. That's the kind of service, that's the kind of knowledge, that's the kind of experience you're getting at Chastain Ford. But listen, in the retail side as well, it doesn't matter. This Ford F-150 is the nicest truck you'll ever see. I promise you. You've got to get there to see it yourself. And, oh, by the way, no dealer add-ons at the end of the deal. You're not spending $3,000 more than you want to like you would with other dealerships. It's all online at ChastainFord.com, or you get to 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.